You're welcome back to the News at One. 4 weeks today, Americans will go to the polls to choose a president. Early voting has already started in the majority of states. The indications are that even by the standards of recent US elections, this will be very close, with the likelihood that a small number of votes in a handful of states will decide whether Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is elected. Two new polls, one for Reuters, the other for the New York Times, have given the Democrats' candidate a slim lead. For an assessment of the contest a month from polling day, joining us is Bob Schmuel. He's Emeritus Professor of American Studies at the University of Notre Dame. Bob, thanks for talking to us today. Last night, Kamala Harris gave a lengthy interview to the CBS program 60 Minutes. Did we learn anything about what her priorities would be if elected?
I think we learned a little bit more about her emphasis on economic issues. She was pressed very hard on how she would pay for them. And what's interesting is just yesterday, a study came out saying that she would add something like $3 trillion to the deficit, but Donald Trump's proposals would add twice as much to the deficit. So that was one of the points of discussion. Another important one was America's role in the two wars, both the Mideast and in Ukraine. And for that, she said if there would be a resolution, she would want Ukraine and Russia and the United States involved. It was a strong way of saying it. The interviewer even asked about her carrying a gun or having a gun, and she responded to that. It was the first really probing interview that she's undergone. And what's interesting, Rachel, is that Donald Trump had agreed to be on 60 Minutes, to be interviewed by 60 Minutes, and last week he backed out. And one of the reasons was because he would have been, quote, fact-checked. Now, that's interesting in and of itself, and CBS said that they fact-checked all of their interview responses.
At this stage, Bob, is there anything that could shift the dial in a significant way, or is this likely to be about very small margins in a small number of places?
Very small margins in about seven of the battleground states. Most of the voters have made their selection. I've read that there are only about 4% of likely voters who are still undecided. That number varies somewhat depending on the poll that you read. But clearly, we live in 50-50 America, and that's where this presidential race stands today.
Does that mean, then, that as far as that 4% are concerned, that everything matters? For instance, it's usually argued that vice presidential debates are of no real consequence, but might this year be different?
Could be, but I would sort of extend the statement to say that vice presidential candidates usually don't mean that much to a presidential race. One study said between 1, maybe 1.5% base a decision on the vice presidential candidate. I don't think that the vice presidential debate that took place last week, I don't think that's going to decide matters. I think other things will come into play.
Is the next month likely to be very fractious?
I think you'll probably be able to hear the political rhetoric all the way to Ireland. And by that I mean that, as you've suggested, it is so close and the voices are going to be raised to such an extent that it will be difficult for other news to penetrate. But we have a hurricane that is coming to Florida within a few hours. Other things like the Mideast and Ukraine will come up. So at this point, Rachel, you could not call how this race will turn out.
Bob, as always, thank you very much for talking to us.